Well, thank you for calling, Pam. And I'm just excited to share this information on the Victim No More program with those who have been wondering if this is a program that would help them or their school district. And so I'm just going to leave this to you to share what you feel comfortable in sharing about what you just told me.
Okay, then I'm going to just begin. And I'm going to set the stage by letting you know at a faculty meeting the previous Tuesday, because we use this on a Thursday. We've been doing some research and we've had some guest speakers on the brain and how it works. And that's one of the reasons that when I looked through your materials, I saw that portion that talks about the effects of bullying on the brain research and the significance of it. So I said, ooh, this is fitting right in with my larger plan. So I purchased this, and the day of the workshop, previous actually, I downloaded it, and I can tell you that your technical support is wonderful because I got hung up, and then I got that all straightened out, and that is not because it was difficult to do. It's because of my lack of technical skills. Mm-hmm. And I got it all done, and I ran off the PowerPoint for my teachers. And I took it home and I looked it over and I said, okay, I can use this, 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 and this. And started out the workshop day with an introduction to brain rules, and actually used a YouTube where they went through the brain rules mm-hmm. of, I believe it's Medina, mm-hmm. and said that we would be tying our work on the brain into an issue that certainly, unfortunately, is prevalent in our school and it is prevalent in other schools. And I said it's important that we look through this work and understand that as adults we have a piece in diffusing bullying behavior, and talked about how each of us has that within us to be a bully or a victim. And then I went through and started with the slides, and I can tell you that when I got to the Teddy Stallard story, I had all of them. That's the greatest hook that you could have used.
Oh, nice.
And we talked about that, and we talked about each slide as we went through, and the importance of us as adults and what we can do. And I can tell you that I divided it into three sections, and I started the second section actually with the brain research slides, and I gave a little break in there, and it just, the whole program is timed to the point where it's convenient to break it into sections, mm-hmm. and it's convenient for people's comfort in knowing that, you know, you need a break after a certain point, and mm-hmm. the program itself led you right into that. And I was so nervous because I've never done this and never used anything like this to use with my faculty.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, God, you know, you're always expecting somebody to just roll their eyes, and not everyone was attentive.
So
I'm like,
awesome.
This was perfect. And we'd stop and we'd have some discussion, and then we wrapped it up with different techniques for diffusing behaviors and the importance that we have as adults, and that we have to teach our children how to diffuse behaviors and what to say. And when we came back on Monday, Tuesday, I met with the ninth grade students and used another program that was more tailored for students on bullying. And it was more of, they just watched a video and then we discussed it after. I think your program of the slides was much more engaging, and certainly lent themselves to the workshop. So I can't thank you enough, because I was very nervous and this really saved the day.
And did you notice as you moved through the material with your faculty that there was a softening on the outer edges of everybody's all being, let's say, what did you notice about, I mean, you certainly had some people in your faculty that you were, had some concerns about going in to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to mention any names, but and please don't. But everybody has those people on our minds that we are concerned about when we approach these very sensitive, thought-provoking, and emotional conversations.
Well, it's interesting because there's where you see the split of the women and the men.
Mm.
It was heart-wrenching even for the men, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. But most of them certainly did not portray that. But what I did see is they were engaged, eyes on, mind on. Their comments were very appropriate, thought-provoking, and you could see that they themselves were thinking about, you know, this is happening. This is what we could do. We need to be more vigilant.
And the wheels were turning, which is the main piece. I mean, that's the main thing we want to get started, because then you can refer back to it, you know, at every door that opens from here on.
Exactly. Exactly. And now they'll understand. And when we got to the point where we were talking about how important it is that at times they sent us things and they really want the student to just be flat out punished.
Aha. Oh, good. And you did get to that.
Oh, yes.
But what is that changing? Is that shifting a little bit?
I had two teachers come to me and say that they actually had taken the time and the next day and gone into student files because the kids were giving them, you know, a hard time. And it was important for them to understand there's something in the background that doesn't add up. Mm. So I thought that was important.
I just got goosebumps.
And
that
you know,
so important.
And there are things that we were not doing. We knew we could, but we were not. But I wanted to share with you an email that I received from one of my teachers.
Mm. Oh, please. Thank you.
It says, "Thank you for an outstanding and highly germane workshop on bullying. We as teachers are protectors of our students. This is a component of being an educator. We are to serve as sentinels on the proverbial wall to with our classrooms and ultimately our school being safety zones for our kids. Today's workshop highlighted the problem and definite strategies necessary to confront it and to intercede in the bullying process." And the rest of it was just a kudos to me.
Oh, nice. Now, you are just so people know, because I think we jumped right in and I didn't share, but you are a principal.
I am.
Of a?
A high school
high
in
school.
Maine. Yeah,
all
Central
right.
Maine.
Excellent. So. And, well, you're not very far from me. Then, any last thoughts? About this carrying forward. You know, I did want to say that there's at some point this material, because I've done it with both adults and of course with students. I would say your high schoolers will do very well with the same training if you want to take it that far. Mm-hmm. In fact, they may be far ahead of the game in a much further, you know, down the road with saying, "Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you." They really are sharp. I mean, kids are really, really sharp. So you think that on the side of the wanting to really punish kids, that some of that is shifting a little bit among your faculty?
I think it gave them a new lens with which to look at situations.
Nice.
I'm not sure we're going to be any more observant, per se, but if they see something is going on and it's not feeling correct, I think it's important, and they now, it's been reaffirmed, I would say, that it's important to look beyond the event. And I shared with them a story that happened here. I did not share names, but just the week before, I had a situation where I thought for sure this boy was bullying this girl, their boyfriend and girlfriend, and I found out in reality she's the bully.
Interesting.
It just took that.
You just have
down.
To look. Yeah.
Yeah. It took that.
With new eyes. Yeah.
Cried like a baby.
Oh, that just grabs you, doesn't it?
Oh. And then I thought, I think I have to attribute that to your program, because obviously I had had it and I had looked through it and listened to it. And I thought, I might have spent an hour and a half of well-spent time.
So, to conclude for the person listening, you spent the night before. First of all, I just want to acknowledge you for doing this when you haven't done something like this before. That just blows me away. I'm so excited about that. I can't even begin to tell you. And so you spent just about an hour and a half the night before going through the material?
No. I spent an hour and a half the first night I got it.
Okay, good.
Just going through it, reading it, downloading it, reading the for lack of a better word, I would say the materials you send with it, the guide.
Mm-hmm.
And then I printed out all the slides, and then I printed them out full and rearranged how I was going to use them or what I thought I was going to do. So that was the first night. And then the next night, I worked on it some more and took some notes for myself. The next night, I didn't do anything because I was worried to death and making myself ill, thinking, oh, my God, I'm in over my head.
Mm, yeah, well, that's very natural for someone getting ready to present.
And the next day, we got to the weekend, I believe. And I had every good intention of doing it on Friday night and did not. And then thought, well, I'll do it on, let's see, I'll do it on Saturday and did not. And then got to Sunday night and thought, I better look at it. So I looked at it for, I'd say, about 1 hour, just pondering, what am mm-hmm. I going to do? How mm-hmm. am I going to approach this? How am I going to connect this into great brain rules?
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, because I gave this on Thursday, Monday I stayed after school and I stayed until, I probably put in 3 hours on Monday night. But a lot of that is I like to be prepared. And I like to know exactly what I'm going to do and how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, I probably did about 1 hour because I was feeling, okay, I can do this. Wednesday night, I did nothing with it until 9 o'clock at night, and I worked on it for about 1 hour and put it away and said, tomorrow morning is do or die. You're either mm-hmm. going to make this go or not.
Mm.
And then when I got up in front of them, I started out with the brain rules and specifically told them what we're going to be dealing with and told them why and tied it into what we've been working on with brain research.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started the program. Well, I can tell you, you know how, having taught in it for 28 years, when you stand in front of that class and you know you have them and it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I stood there and I thought, it's going to be all right. And then, quite frankly, I thought, showtime.
Oh, it's so awesome.
But I did want you to know it was very user-friendly and very appropriate and thought-provoking. And that's what's important because I know my faculty, you have to initiate them and give them time to think and mm-hmm. then move forward with the next step.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you so much, and I am so thankful that you called today about something in addition to this, and that you have given me this time to share this with the people that I'm putting it in front of, that because I can talk about it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I think it's great. But and I designed it specifically with you in mind, and just to know that you have taken this forward and done this with this, because and I would love for people to call me, the other people that have tried it. And I just said, the first person who calls me, I'm going to grab him and ask him if I can tape record our call, because I just know that this is the confidence and information that people need to try this program out. It will make a difference faculty-wide.
Right.
And you have just confirmed that. So, gosh, if there's ever anything I can do for you, you just let me know.
Well, thank you. And I can't thank you enough because it really, really, really was so easy and so appropriate to use. And you don't often get that. And quite frankly, sometimes when you purchase things out of the blue and you don't get to see all of it until you buy it,
mm-hmm.
you wonder. But this was well worth every cent. And I'm planning on using it again.
Oh, and again, I hope. So
right.
Every year. Yay.
I'm actually meeting with the school board Thursday afternoon. And I'm meeting with the school board, and we're going to talk about this program. And I'm going to take my laptop over and run them through some of it.
Oh, that is so excellent. Just everybody needs just new eyes on this problem.
Right.
This
and it's a
new
different
eyes.
Perspective.
It is. And I've approached everything my entire life differently than others and taken the knocks for that. But I think we finally come to a place in our world where people there's just so much that's so painful that people are now willing to, well, what is that information that will help me see this differently so that I can be more effective? I think people just want to be effective, and that they're maybe we're at a point in time where people are more willing than ever before to embrace maybe there's a better way.
And, you know, I'm hoping. I'm not really looking for miracles after a first time pass through, but I've given them food for thought so that when they see something happening or they hear something, maybe they can ask the right questions and not just be judgmental.
And all it starts with the question, you know, what was going on for you that? Not
exactly.
Why did you do that?
Exactly. And that's what I kept going back to. Yes. And the question is what?
What? What?
What?
What? What?
And to be honest, I have to share, I could have purchased the one that you presented.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you would have been much more thorough, but I know my faculty well enough to know that they needed to hear my voice to hear I was
kind of. And that's why I did it both ways, for that very reason. I did it that way for that very reason.
Yeah.
It's because you're the leader. And you know what to do, and you know your faculty, and you know your staff, and so here it is, and have fun with it.
Exactly, and you know, but it was the confidence that I gained just by doing it.
And the other thing I like is that you just spent an hour here and an hour there, and just let it seep in, and just get your mind around your delivery.
Right.
And everybody's got their own system, of course, of how they get ready to prepare to present. But and also I'd like to point out to the listener is that you said you had not done this before. I mean, that just I just cannot get over that. And that you did such an outstanding job. So,
well, thank you. I'm sure I didn't do as well as someone who has done this many times.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. I'm just sure you did. I just can tell. I can feel it. So,
but I thank you because it was certainly, I think, an important piece of information, and I think it will have an impact on how we view our kids.
And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And that's what I've been passionate about for 30, 40 years now.
I loved it when it said we all are bullies in our own way. I'm mm-hmm. like, yes, now there's something we all have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do we do with it?
Exactly. How do we soften those edges a little bit and get the effective outcome that we want? You know, yes,
exactly.
That outcome is important. And, you know, here's a road that can get you there. It is the road less traveled.
That's for sure, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think my faculty's used to that.
Well, I will look forward to any stories you have for me this upcoming year with the situations that will undoubtedly present themselves for healing for your kids and for your faculty and for your staff, and just know that you can call me anytime.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm a story nut.
Well, thank you so much. I hope this helps you.
It will help so many. It not just me. I mean, it's the whole point is helping others. So
exactly.
And we've accomplished that. So let's pat ourselves on the back and please do call me with other stories, because I just know that this is the way we've got to go.
Well, thank you, and you have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.